Duke Energy will close one of its few remaining coal plants 15 years earlier than expected. The company will shutter its Asheville coal plant. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports that means Duke will have retired more than half of its coal units in the Carolinas since 2011.
Unlike the other recent closures, the Asheville plant wasn't near the end of its usable life. In its latest long-range plan, Duke calculated it would leave the plant open for at least the next 15 years. And the company poured almost $200 million into air pollution controls in the mid-2000s. But the region is growing and expected to continue to grow, and the relatively small coal plant couldn't keep up. Company spokesman Dave Scanzoni says it makes sense to move on.
Long term, clearly, with EPA regulations and other regulations, the trend is moving away from coal and to significantly cleaner sources.
The EPA has proposed a rule, which Duke has criticized, that would require power plants to cut back on carbon emissions by about 40%. The company has also faced accusations of air pollution in Asheville and a state requirement to move all of its coal ash from the site in the next 5 years. Like most of its other coal plant closures, Duke will replace the lost generation with a new and larger natural gas plant expected in 2019. The company expects the low price of that fuel will make it a third cheaper to operate. Along with it, Duke will build a solar plant of still unspecified size, Scanzoni says.
These investments we're announcing today will serve customers for the next 30, 40, 50 years, half a century, just like the power plant that's being closed at Asheville.
It's also a good snapshot of Duke's long-term generation plans around the state. Convert coal to natural gas, continue to rely on nuclear power, while growing its footprint of renewable energy by a few percentage points. Environmental groups generally praised the announcement to switch off the coal plant. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.